Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. We thank God for another day. Today we're going to get in God's presence and just enjoy the talent and the gift of laughter. Laughter is like medicine for the soul. So we at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, we like to laugh and have fun and talk a little bit about the goodness of God. Enjoy the music, and I will be right back.
You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk. Talk too much. You talk about people that you've never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are excited tonight, this evening, about the next half an hour where we will be having laughter and fun. I just wanted to ask at this time, is Sister Ketchup on the line with us? Amen. I believe she's coming on shortly. Amen. We just bless God for Sister Ketchup. She will be with us again. I'm just going to ask at this time. We're going to give her a few minutes to come on. And I'm going to ask, is Sister Girl on the line with us?
Praise God. I'm your Sister Girl.
Sister Girl, how you doing this evening?
I'm blessed. Blessing and favor, y'all. Blessing and favor.
Amen. Did you go to church this evening?
No.
I thought you had church every day.
No, I stay in the spirit, girl.
Oh, you stay in the spirit. Okay. So you in your neck of the woods?
No, I didn't hear you.
How is everything going over there where you are?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm single, and I'm looking for God to bless me. Well, I'm looking for God to bless me. The way I usually word it is, Jesus saved me a thug.
All right.
All right.
Well, we're going to let you go forth. You said, Jesus, you want Jesus to save you a thug.
Jesus saved me a thug. Praise God. I want a soldier. You know, somebody to go after God like he went after the streets of bona fide, Bible-toting, scripture-quoting, spirit-filled thug.
All right. That sounds like a winner to me.
That sounds like a winner to me.
Amen. So before Sister Ketchup come on the line, is there anything that you would like to share, any testimonies or anything that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Well, I have a small testimony. God has blessed me. In 2012, you know, God has brought me a long way. I was in a coma. And when I woke up, you know, my son was crying. I have a son. And so since he was crying, I started crying because I thought that's what we was doing, crying. You know, and he had the nerve to tell me, Mama, you sure was ugly. That boy, I love him. But when I got out of intensive care, I have a little cousin. He was the only one that couldn't come to the hospital. And so he was 5 at the time. And he was, he told his mother to take him to Target and get him a costume, a Spider-Man costume. He said he was going to ride his tricycle to the hospital. Told his mother to fly a helicopter to the hospital. Told me to get to the window, tell him what I saw so he would make sure he got to the right side of the hospital. He was going to climb up the side of the hospital. I was going to come out, grab the pole that his mother sent down so he could get me out that hospital because I didn't have no business there no more because God healed me. He was 5 years old. I told her, I said, that boy is prophetic. Gotta speak a word.
Out of the mouth of babes.
Right. I said, you better speak a word, boy. They was poking on me so much. I said, he giddy, I'm leaving.
God has a miraculous way of moving. Sister girl, we looking forward to hearing much from you. And we are very excited about your entrance into the world, and we thank God for bringing you out of that coma and that you did not have to slide down that pole.
Right, because his mama could not fly no helicopter.
Amen. Well, we don't want to keep you long because we know that you have a lot of work to do. But is there anything that you want to say to our listening audience to remember you by?
I'm your sister girl. Sister girl.
Amen. Is those your final words, sister girl?
I said, that's a name I want you to remember. Praise God.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you, sister girl, and we look forward to hearing a lot more from you. And we will see you at the conference.
Praise God. I look forward to meeting and seeing everybody at the conference. I expect God to do great things.
Amen. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and stay in your place. Sister girl.
That's my plan. Blessing and favor, everybody. Blessing and favor.
Amen. Well, again, you have just heard the voice of Sister Girl, and we want to thank her for joining in with us. I want to ask, is Sister Ketchup on the line with us?
Hello.
Hey, Sister Ketchup.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you quite well.
Okay, because I was having a hard time at first. I was like, oh, no, they can't hear me. How's everybody doing?
We're in great expectations.
Great deal. How can I help y'all today?
Well, right now, we just want to yield the line to you and see where the Lord want to take you.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you 15 minutes because I got my grandbaby over here. I don't want him to mess everything up. So can I give you 15 minutes? Maybe that.
Yes. Whatever you got for us, we waiting okay. on it.
Okay. Let me get in character. Let me say prayer real quick. Lord, thank you for this moment and this opportunity, and thank you for the people that have desire to hear from Sister Ketchup. Let this be a funny moment for everybody, and let it be laughter for the soul for everybody, and let it heal people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Okay, I'm going in character. Lord, have mercy. Has anybody seen my wig on I-94? Lord, have mercy. I don't know if y'all got I-94 freeway there in the cities where you at, but I mean, I'm here in Detroit, Michigan. Yes, I miss. I walk the Green Mile all the time. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. And so what had happened was, for the love of cranberry sauce, shoot, that's been an Amber Alert for this wig that I lost on I-94. Shoot, between Woodward and that Van Dyke, that wig flew right off my head. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. That wig looked like a Shaka Khan tumbleweed with a lightning bolt through it. That wig is a nice wig. I lost my wig. That's what I be saying that, though. I be trying to tell people about the goodness of the Lord while I be on the Green Mile. Yes, God. And I be telling them about my wig I lost on I-94. That's an anointed wig. And it had the longest Amber Alert that I've ever seen in my entire life. Yes, God. I say that wig been missing for about 6 years. Yes, that's why I be saying that, honey. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about my husband. His name is Robert Hood. Yes, Lord. My husband, Robert Hood, he didn't want to pray one night. So I started to pray. Next thing I know, we're in marriage counseling. And I asked Robert Hood, I said, well, how we get to marriage counseling? All I wanted to do was pray before we lay our heads down. And before I know it, it was then that I felt like I had got messed up or something. And then I found out that he told the counselor that I went to sleep while I was praying. So that, in other words, my prayer never reached past the ceiling and wasn't I can on. So I stopped all that. I just said, forget it. I'm just going to pray for my husband before he leave out the door, and that way I won't go to sleep. Pray the Lord. Yes, God, tell your neighbor, make it plain. That way I'll be sharing that, honey. And then you know what else? I got a lot on my mind. Yes, I do. Honey, let me tell you. I'm going to tell my pastor next time about these children that go to children's church. Girl, Lord have mercy. They need to have a butt-whooping permission slip. Y'all don't know what a butt-whooping permission slip is? That's a permission to whoop them kids' butts. Have all the parents fill them out, giving the child care advisor there, the caregiver. Yes, somebody like Michelle. I carry me a belt all the time, about half the time, honey. I got to whoop them kids, honey, because they come in there acting like devils and looking like angels. We can't have that. So you know what I do? I you know, they say they're going to start a children's church the next door to our church, a little house that they got for the children's home. Got games and whatnot, can you know? And so I just suggest that the pastor see if we could just use that. Because, you know, I figure this. You know, they took prayer out of the school, didn't they? They sure did. So what is the problem with us whooping our kids? You know, the same butt whooping that was for me and you. To be putting up no more raggedy little kids coming up in there. That's why I be saying, honey. I say that all the time. It been many times I ain't got light skin a many times. I'm just as dark as hell. Yes, God, them butt whoopers help. So I think, and another thing I think, we should take this butt-whooping permission slip all the way to Washington. Yes, I do. We ought to tell Obama and give it to him so he can veto it so he can get these parents permission. You know, the daycare providers, but you know, you got to have a law behind that, and you got to have the butt-whooping permission slip signed. You know, this going to have a whole lot of stipulations if they do all that. But we got to do something because our kids is going to jail. They're going to jail fast as we're eating. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, make a plan. That's what I be saying, that, honey. Okay, let me say this. It is the end of income tax season. I know I'm a little late because it is after April 15th and what I can. So
I was just going to suggest one thing. You know, I used to play this game with people and ask them, you know, what you going to do with your money for your income tax return and whatnot, can't know. You know, and some of them, they said some of the crazy things. So I'm going to tell you what the things I'm going to do. You hear me? This is what I'm going to do. Buy me a new mirror. This God, I got to make some this beautiful face up all that. Get my website. You'll see what I'm talking about. Follow me, honey. Yes, Lord. And then I'm going to go buy me a storefront church. I always wanted me a storefront church. Yes, God. Yes, I always wanted that. Uh-huh. And I'm going to go buy me some new keepers. These keepers I've got, I ain't trying to complain, and I ain't trying to say, God, they make me fearfully and wonderfully me. But these keepers I've got look like a stack of pianos, honey. I got to get these teeth straight. I got to get them together. So ain't that wrong with you, honey? Yes, Lord, have mercy. And I'm definitely going to buy me a new wig. Yes, y'all, me. And then I'm going to go buy me some Depends and whatnot. Sometimes I make mistakes, praise the Lord. And then I'm going to go buy me some bootlegged videos. That's what I mean. I can't afford this stuff that's at Walmart and Walgreens and all of the stores out there. I can't afford all that. I'm going to buy me some new shoes, and I'm going to give me some transportation, a bike. That do me good every time. And guess what I'm going to get it at? Shoot, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to go right on up there to Leavens. To the pawn shop. Yes, I am. Yes, God. So that's what I'm going to do with my income tax. Yes, I mean. And one more thing. You know, I know the pawn shop don't sell some fishy dinner and whatnot. I'm going to go to one of them stores, CVS or Reed's drugstore here. You know, that's a no-name pharmacy. I know he got some fishy dinner up there. He got some up there to fix these people and keep them together. Yes, he will. I thank God I ain't got no deals some of the time. I got stack houses in there, good. Yes, Lord, have us. Jesus, put me in there cross. Yes, he did. Yes, Lord, have us. You know what? Let me tell you about the church announcement. I love that's the best five times of the season. Let's, you know, for the time of service be going on. I'm over here cooking and I'm burned up and half my fries and whatnot. That's all right. They bless. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. They're going to be good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. I got some announcements I need to talk to y'all about. Because I got a problem with some things going on in church, if you don't mind. Just a few of them. I got about 40 of them, but I ain't going to read on them right now. Because I get happy, and I want the world to go forth. Yes, God. And I'm going to change the way we do church announcements in church. I might have to preach these things out so somebody can shout on them, and we praise our way through. And, you know, faith without work dead. Faith is dead. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We can't have faith. What is it? Where is the scripture? I'm going to come back to it. Come on back. This year. First lady, the text is asking that you cut back on wearing the big Macy's lampshade hats and Salvation Army lap hats. I'm just saying there is a difference in Macy's and Salvation Army. See, Macy's lampshade hats for first ladies that got some money. Those are the ones that got insurance on those hats. That's all I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? And then the Salvation Army ones is the ones they want to burn. Now, they might have some money, but they just want to save some money. You understand what I'm saying? So they ain't going to have no diamonds and all that. They might have clips, hair clips, clothing line plans, and everything in them and whatnot. That's all I'm saying, honey. Yes, Lord. So sit down somewhere, put them lampshade heads down, and, you know, I want to be able to see my pastor walk the pews and whatnot, can on. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why I be saying that. Prayer, Tabernacle, Ghetto, Baptist, Pentecostal, Apostolic, Spiritual, Deliverance, Forgiving, Cultic, Outreach, Church. He's asking that all the mamas to please whoop your kids doing church services. See, I know somebody would agree with me about the butt whooping permission slip. All that go in hand. You had to pass the permission to take off your wig, to swing your belts, use of extension cord, and lastly, throw your shoes. It works every time, honey. That's right. Lord have mercy. Go to town on that behind. That's what I'm saying. And I told you before, I done got a light skin a many days. Uh-huh. Yes, Lord have mercy. And you know what? Don't some of the churches do praise and worship now? Well, shoot, look like the deacons are still trying to hang on in there with that traditional Baptist thing. Deacons, the church is asking that you drink some energy drinks to speed up your devotional songs, prayers, and test the line. You know you be standing up that line. They do it all the time. The congregations don't need to go to sleep before offering. Ain't nothing like a cheer again. So you want to have everybody, you need to wake up and cheer the people on, not them, but cheer God on, and then the people are joining, and then they be glad to get their money. Is that right? That's what I'm just saying, though. You know, one of them deacons, you know, they used to be one of my friends, Sugar Daddy. I ain't mean to tell that. They just slipped straight on out. God bless you. They didn't ever make a plan, huh? That's what I'm doing, making a plan. Yes, I'm yes, I'm yes. Let me see what.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for Sister Ketchup for bringing a few minutes of laughter. For the Bible says laughter is good for the soul. Now we're going to come forth with Minister Angela Scott. Amen. She's going to be talking about calling things that are not as though they were. Amen. God bless everyone and get ready.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise God. My name is Minister Angela Scott. I'll be your host this evening. I'm with Kingdom Builders International. My pastor is Prophetess Teresa Docks and Elder QT Docks. We give all praise and honor to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will be before you this evening. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before you. Thank you, Father. I thank you for this opportunity to be your mouthpiece. I pray that this word will bless, edify, and build up your people. Father, I ask for a one-on-one now, God, a one-on-one with you, oh God, a one-on-one with each and every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that this word will change lives, oh God. Order steps and unlock destiny, oh God. God, take control of the airwaves now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you now, oh God. God, I just thank you now. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves now, God, in the name of Jesus. I bring them under the submission of the blood of Jesus now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Father. God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you that I decrease now, Lord God, so that you may increase. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, to God be the glory. God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. Jesus is the Word. John points that out, that words have life. Words give life, have always been, and our words are incumbent on our faith. We say what we believe. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was always here. It always existed. The unseen always existed. It had always been here. Genesis 1 and 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The light was formed by the Word. The same Word that was with God, the same Word that was God, created man in his image and in his likeness. How? He spoke it. By using words. Words are the most powerful tools that human beings have. Often misused, often abused, devalued. Man, we were created in the image and the likeness of the Word. The same Word that was in the beginning. The same Word that was with God, the same Word that was God. And in the garden we were blessed, and he desired that we are productive, for he called us to be fruitful and to multiply our gifts, our talents, the image and the likeness of the Word that was in the beginning, the same Word that was with God, the same Word that was God, the same Word that is the image and the likeness that has given us dominion. Everything is under our subjection. We have all power. We have all authority. How do we exercise it? We exercise it through the Word. The same Word that was in the beginning, the same Word that was with God, the same Word that was God. Everything that was created by him. And everything that he created it to produce after its own kind. Our God is living, all-powerful, all-knowing, and he speaks. He created living things. He is vast, always moving, according to that which was spoken. And he says, so shall thy seed be. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Everything we need, God has supplied in the Word. The answer to every situation is in the Word, from the beginning to amen. Today I will speak those things that are not as though they were. I am fully persuaded that the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We are going to cut some things, discern some things. Hallelujah. We are going to say some things that are not as though they were. I pray that today the Holy Spirit reveals some things according to that which is spoken, so that thy seed shall be in thy life. Romans 14, 17 through 18 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and calleth those things that are not as though they were. Against hope, believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be, as it is written. As it is written, that is where our faith should be. And no matter what we are facing, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we are coming up against, that is what our faith should be. Our faith should be in the Word of God. It should always be as it is written. And that's what our response should be.
God told Abraham, who had no children, that he would surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the earth shall be blessed in him. God said that he will multiply him like the stars in the sky, and so shall his seed be. Even though it was impossible, he believed the impossible to receive the impossible. And that's how we should believe. God said that he would multiply him like the stars in the sky. Could you imagine, could you fathom counting the stars in the sky? I just moved out here to Pontiac, Auburn Hills area, and it's dark out here. And at night, it is so dark, but the sky is so clear. And you can see the stars in the sky. And God said he would multiply you like the stars in the sky. A few years ago, my son took me up north to a cabin, and the stars in the sky, I could see stars for miles, it seemed like. It was nothing but stars. But over the water, the stars were doubled because the reflection off the water doubled them. So, and God, our God is God of multiplication. We serve a God that will multiply us. And we are the seed of Abraham. So it's not what we see, it's what we believe. It's what we say. We serve a God that says we can have what we say. We serve a God that says we can have the impossible. It's the uncommon seed of faith. What looks strange to man glorifies God. We're supposed to implant the unusual seed of faith to reap a harvest. Everything produces after its own kind. It's that which is spoken that sows a seed of faith in our lives. God's word is just as powerful today as it was the day that God spoke it. What has God spoken to you that has not come to pass in your life? What are you waiting on that God has spoken to you? Why has it not come to pass? Is it because of words that you have spoken? Have you plucked God's words up? Is it something that you have planted in your life? What have you claimed, proclaimed, or declared? What have you joked about? Put on recall? What do you play over and over in your mind? Proverbs 18:20-21, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of his tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What has God spoken to you that has not come to pass? Has it not come to pass because of the fruit of your lips? Have we stifled the words of the Lord? But we have to be mindful. Job 22:28 says, that thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Every negative thought, every argument, every foul joke, every time we reminisce, every time we have to tell somebody the truth according to the world, those outer worlds stifle the seeds that God has sown. Those are the trick of the enemy, an attack on our destiny. And those are the words that are manifesting in our life. God releases his faith through the word of God. We serve a God of faith. But every time we listen to worldly music, every time we watch those shows on television, every time we have those idle conversations, we stifle and we choke the word of God. Matthew 22:29 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures,
nor the power of God. Let's change that. We have to know the power of God. We have to know that the Word of God has power. It changes lives. Let's change that. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. God gives each of us a measure of faith. How do we measure our faith? We measure our faith by the Word of God. I used to buy books on healing. I used to get scriptures on CDs. I used to go to healing services because I was sick. And so that's what I studied. I studied healing. So healing was my measure of faith. I had a measure of faith on healing. But God provides us the measure of faith. The measure of faith is the Word of God. So God gives us the measure of faith. But we take a measure of faith because we study a word on what we need. So some of us, we need a word on prosperity. So we study prosperity. So you have a measure of faith on prosperity. Some of us study healing. So you have a measure of faith on healing. Some of us study love. So you have a measure of faith on love. Some of us may study spiritual warfare. So you have a measure of faith on spiritual warfare. But we have a God that provides us the measure of faith, which is the Word of God. But we limit him by only studying a portion of the Word of God. We have the whole Word of God. So we have the measure of faith, but we only take a measure of faith. So we limit God. And we only get a revelation when we have the revelation of the Word of God. So we only know something about God. We can know all of God is, all of his attributes, all of who he is, all of his characteristics. So we only have a measure of faith. Not knowing who he is fully because we only focus on specifics. And so I was bound for a very long time. I stayed sick for a very long time because I didn't know any better. When I would go to the doctor and they said, this is what you have, I said, okay. And so they were just heaping it on me, heaping it on me, heaping it on me. And so I was just like, oh, my goodness. So then as I got into the Word and was studying healing, I didn't understand why I was not healed because I didn't study love, because I didn't know who God was because God is love. And so I didn't study faith because I needed faith. I didn't believe. I didn't believe I could be healed. It just said I could be healed, but I didn't believe it because I didn't study faith. So I didn't walk in it. So I didn't do anything. So it wasn't until I started studying other areas and my measure started growing. So I had an inch when I needed a foot, and I needed a mile. And now I have a full measure. To God be the glory. Because now I know this and I know that, and I can help somebody else, and I can give them this, and I can give them that, you know, because now I have enough that I can give somebody else, and I can pour into somebody else. To God be the glory. And now I can help you, and you can help me, so we can help somebody else, so we can pull somebody else along. To God be the glory. And I know we can worship. And I'm not against doctors. I take my medicine, and I go to every appointment. I'm always on time. I get up, and I get dressed, and when they ask me how I'm doing, I say I'm well. Unless something is wrong, then I give specifics. So we can contend. I can find out, get a name. We can go to God. We can contend together. So we can pray, and we can find out what's going on. But we take our care into our own hands because doctors are practicing medicine. And we're experts on us. They ask us 20 questions every time we go to the doctor. So I came to the conclusion they don't know anything about us. We tell them about us. So I start answering certain questions. I start telling them I'm well. I start letting them know I was healed. I start having them say what I say.
when they start telling me certain things, I say, oh, no, I'm not claiming that. So they start saying what I say. Oh, no, Miss Sky, we're not claiming that. No, we're not. No, I'm healed. No, we're not going to walk in that. And they're like, they don't understand it, but they say what I say. They start claiming what I say. They start speaking the word. They don't understand they're speaking the word, but they speak the word now because we manage our own care as Christians. We speak the word. The word of God is life and health unto all of our flesh. We abide in God, and God abides in us. We bear his fruit. We speak the word of God over our life. So when they ask me about my family history, I let them know that curse is broken. They don't need to know that. I've said that millions of times. We're not going to say that anymore. That curse is broken, according to Galatians 3:13. We don't say that anymore. Our God is a healer and a restorer and a redeemer to the believer. That curse is broken. And so we move on from there. We walk in victory. We walk in healing. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we open up our mouths and we confess it. The word of God says, surely, as we live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. That's Romans 14:11. Get a name and take it to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Psalms 32:3 says, when I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all day long. When I used to go to the doctor and just nod and listen to them, I got sicker and sicker and sicker. It wasn't until I opened my mouth and started speaking the word over my life that I got better. You have to speak the word. You have to speak the word. You have to put it in your atmosphere. You have to pray it. You have to sing it. You have to speak it. Because the word of God causes faith to come. Romans 10:17. So when faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God renews your mind. Ephesians 4:23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4:23. It keeps the answers before you. The word of God is the answer. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65:24. It changes the heart. Ezekiel 11:19, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh. It sets the law of faith in motion. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. It puts angels in motion when they hear the word of God being spoken out of a Christian's mouth. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Psalms 103:20. We have to speak the word of God. We have to. God releases his faith in his words. We serve a God of faith. Hallelujah. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for his grace, that it is brought unto you at the election of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, having fashioned yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, for it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:13-16. Holiness begins in your thought life. How you think determines how you live. The word holy means to be separate. Holiness says God is pure and totally separate from sin. When God calls us to holiness, it means we are set apart from the world and unto God. We have to gird our minds. We have to fix our minds on Jesus. We have to judge wicked thoughts the moment we have them. We have to confess them unto God and replace them with the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can fool people with righteous acts, but we can't fool God. God knows our thoughts. And we have to think we know what we're doing. And we know what we're about to do when we do it. We know every time we have done something, we know we thought about it first. We know we've toiled with it. We know we've wrestled with it. And we know with the moment we gave in. And we all know wherever we are, we can all say at one point or another we have been a witness. Hallelujah. If you talk to anyone that has ever committed adultery, anyone who has ever committed a murderer, they would say they thought about it first. And they toiled with it first. We don't entertain thoughts of lust in our mind. And thoughts of lust are not always sexual thoughts. They're anything that feeds the flesh. They could be thoughts, they could be wealth, that could be power, selfish thoughts, anything that feeds the flesh, anything that you put before God. We have to be sober. We have to exhibit self-control. We have an adversary that goes to and fro seeking whom we may devour. And we have to be vigilant. You know, it's so funny when we speak about this adversary that goes to and fro. You know, we seem not to take it as serious as we should. But we have to take it serious. Even we talk about our mind, we have to take it serious. You know, when we're in traffic, you know, because what we put in us is what comes out of us. When we're in traffic and somebody cuts us off, what's the first thing that comes out of our mouth? Is it hallelujah? Is it God bless you? Or is it something else? If somebody hit one of our children, if somebody called us off our job because one of our kids acted up in school, what is the first thing that comes into our mind? Because now we got to take off work. How upset are we? And what is the first thing that comes out of our mouth? Do we pray? Because these words that come out of our mouth are planted in our lives. So we have to be mindful because these are tricks of the enemy. And these are seeds that are being planted in our lives. And they have to be plucked up. They have to be uprooted because they are manifesting. They are manifesting faster than the word. We are seeing these instead of the word. We are sowing seeds of discord. We are sowing seeds into our lives that are coming up in the lives of our children, that will come up into the lives of our grandchildren. The word of God be true and every man be a liar. These are seeds that have to be plucked up. They are keeping us bound. They are keeping us from the things that we are supposed to have. We are staggering when we're supposed to be standing. Hallelujah. And it should not be so. Hallelujah. So we have to be vigilant. We have to be mindful of what's in us. We have to have more word in us than the world in us. Hallelujah. We have to know who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. Because we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are children of God. We are born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are blessed. And these are the things that should come out of our mouths. These are the seeds that we should be planting. Hallelujah. We are established unto the end, and we are the elect. These are the things that we should be planting. Hallelujah. That we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. These are the things that we should be planting, that we are qualified to share in the inheritance. Hallelujah. These are the things that we should be planting. Hallelujah. because everything else has to be plucked up. Because he must increase and we must decrease. We must be obedient children of God. We must let our past go. We must renew our mind. We cannot be conformed to this world. We must be transformed by the renewal of our minds, that we may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. That's Romans 12:2. We must establish a habit of obedience and know what the word says and do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We must be doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Hallelujah. We must erase and distinguish between the sacred and the secular. We must conduct ourselves in the lifestyle that should be holy. We should resemble Christ. There should be no distinction. We should not be recognizable. People should look at us and see him, and they should see nothing but him. When my son was coming up, I used to go to his school, and I would dress, and I would do my hair, and I would do my makeup, because when people saw me, they saw him, I represented him, and I wouldn't embarrass him by going to his school in flip-flops or pajama pants and house shoes. And then when he was out, he knew he had to represent me. When we're out, we represent Christ. We're created in his image and in his likeness. When people see us, it's no question. We are children of the one true living God. We should be constantly growing in the knowledge of God. We should be constantly growing in his holiness. We should meditate on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We should confess victory in the face of deceit and defeat, abundance in the face of lack. That should be our confession. We should all the time confess those things that are not as though they were. If you are sick, you say, I am healed. If you are weak, you say, I am strong. There is nothing impossible for our God. There is nothing impossible for our God. He is the God of the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 6:3. And one cried to another and said, Holy. Holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole world is full of his glory. Many of us talk about God without any fear of his holiness. Hallelujah. We should have a reverence for God. A reverence for God. God in his holiness and all of his attributes. We should know his name. We should know his name. We should know his name in every aspect of it. We should know his name as Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees our needs and provides for him for it. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We should know him as Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and the one that makes all bitter situations sweet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the one true living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. He is our banner. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He is our strong tower. The righteous run in and are saved. We should know who he is. He is El Dios. Hallelujah. He is our beginning and our end, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. He is the God of all knowledge. He knows all things. He knows the beginning from the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing too hard for our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For thou said, the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the contrite one. Isaiah 57:15. Hallelujah. He is high and holy. He will dwell with those with repentant hearts who will humble themselves before him and turn from the world and to God. Hallelujah. He is just looking for us to humble ourselves and turn to him. He is just looking for a repentant heart and a humble people. Hallelujah. Won't you repent today and return to God? Won't you look to the hills which cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. He is our God, and he is looking for you today. He is looking for you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we have the power to make a demand on the word, God. You know, anything and everything that you need is in there. All you have to do is make a demand on it. Whatever you need, you just go in there. You make it personal. You turn it into what you need. Hallelujah. You take that scripture, you put your name in it. You put an I in it, and you pray it to yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Because all you got to do is make it personal and make a demand on that word. And you don't let up until you get what you need, until that word manifests in your life. All you got to do is confess it. The word of God does you no good inside the word. You got to pray it over your life. It does you no good inside the word. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. That's when you pray, when you speak, when you confess, when you believe, you will receive them. All you have to do is have faith in God. All you have to do is believe in God. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to those who believe. All you have to do is speak the word of God over and into your life. Make it personal on today. Believe God on today. He is waiting to hear from you. Make a demand on the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you, oh God, with humble hearts. Father, thank you for who you are, oh God. God, we thank you for being a God that hears us, oh God. God, we thank you for hearing us every time we pray, oh God, for your word says, if we would believe, oh God, that we would see the glory. We would see your glory. God, we thank you, oh God, and we thank you, Father, for showing us your glory, oh God. God, we thank you, Father, for being the lofty one, oh God, for being the high and lofty one, oh God, that dwells in the high and holy place, oh God. But you also dwell with the humble, oh God. God, I thank you because we are the humble, oh God. God, we are the humble and the contrite in spirit, oh God. God, we thank you, Father, as we break ourselves and humble ourselves before you, Father. God, we thank you, Father, as we take this word into our hearts and in our minds and in our spirits, oh God. God, we will speak your word, oh God, until it manifests in our hearts and in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father, that we will contend with you, oh God, until it manifests, oh God. God, I thank you, Father, that our faith will combine with your faith, oh God. And God, we thank you that your word is true, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God. God, we thank you, Father, because you do all things well, oh God. You do all things true, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My name is Minister Angela Scott with Kingdom Builders International. For my pastors is Prophetess Teresa Docks and Elder QT Docks. And I thank you for joining me tonight. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Amen.